Hello and welcome to Radio Havana Cuba's Arts Roundup. I'm Lena Valverde, your host, sitting in for the show's regular host, Gerwin Jones. Stay tuned.
Las flores de la vida, qué lindas son. Tarde o temprano llegan a tu lado con su esplendor. No las desprecies, que ya han llegado con su calor a vivificar la fuente de tu inspiración.
Mexico will recreate in a cartoon series the life and work of Cuban singer-songwriter Francisco Repilado, better known as Compay Segundo, on the occasion of the 114th anniversary of his birth. The director of the Latin Music Institute, ILM, Daniel Martin, stated that the intention is to bring culture to children from an electronic video device through ILM Kids, the studio in charge of producing the film as an animated series. Both deliveries, he explained, will be produced in three-dimensional format, and the series will count in five chapters the most important moments in Repilado's life, from his childhood in his native Santiago de Cuba to his intense musical career with groups such as Los Compadres and the all-star Buena Vista Social Club. The feature film will hit the big screen to join the lineup of several of the most prestigious film festivals in 2021, coinciding with the 114th birthday of the Cuban artist and the centennial of the Latin Music Institute, the ILM, he added. Although ILM Kids has its headquarters in Mexico, it will develop the animation part in Santa Fe, Argentina, supported by teams in the United States, he said. He also reported that the series will be hosted by Tito, the YouTuber boy starring in the production Tito Reacciona, or Tito Reacts, an ILM Kids creation that talks about life and the contribution of renowned personalities who have promoted the development of the arts, especially music. Facing the Bay of Havana at the intersection of Avenida de las Misiones and Calle Refugio stands the former Presidential Palace of Cuba, a majestic four-story eclectic building inaugurated a century ago on March 12, 1920. The first floor hosted the most important spaces of the palace, the presidential office, the Hall of Mirrors, the chapel, the Golden Hall, and the premises where the Council of Ministers settled. The presidential residence was installed on the second floor, and the garrison responsible for the custody of the mansion was located on the last of its four floors. In 1909, the then governor of Havana, Ernesto Auber, ordered the construction of a new headquarters to house the provincial government. The project was carried out by architects Rodolfo Maruri, a Cuban, and Paul Belo, a Belgian. The cost of the property exceeded 1.5 million pesos. Its floors and stairs were clad in Carrara marble, and the project was carried out from the eclectic canons of the time. The dome that crowns the building, covered on its exterior with glazed ceramic pieces and that was not included in the Genesis project, was at the time one of the highest in the city. The palace was decorated with pictorial works and sculptures by Cuban artists such as Armando García Menocal, Antonio Rodríguez Morey, Esteban Valderrama, Fernando Boada, and Irma Madera, among others. The first president to inhabit the presidential palace was Mayor General Mario García Menocal, from January 20, 1920 to May 20, 1922, and the last one was Dr. Osvaldo Dorticós from July 1959 to 1965. There, on October 26, 1959, Commander Camilo Cienfuegos addressed the people for the last time, and on September 28, 1960, the Committees for the Defense of the Revolution, the CDRs, were created. Shortly after noon on March 13, 1957, the site was the scene of the assault led by 100 fighters from the Revolutionary Directorate, with the aim of executing dictator Fulgencio Batista and achieving a popular uprising. The garrison managed to strength itself on the upper floors and from there prevented the revolutionaries from accessing the third floor. At the entrance of the building, you can still see the impacts of bullets from the assailants. In a simultaneous action, minutes later, student leader José Antonio Echeverría was shot down on the corner of the University of Havana after taking over the station Radio Reloj and launching a proclamation to the people informing them of the alleged execution of Fulgencio Batista. On January 4, 1974, the old mansion became the Museum of the Revolution. It is considered one of the most important Cuban museums for the value of its heritage, its extensive exhibition, and its cultural, historical, and political work. The museum treasures more than 9,000 pieces, including some 700 in permanent exhibition, in addition to documents, photographs, weapons, and maps of the actions carried out by the Cuban revolutionaries. The museum and the Grand Memorial were declared a national monument in January of 2010. And that's all for today on the Arts Roundup. Until next time.